Good evening. Happy Sunday, everyone. It's a beautiful Sunday evening. Welcome to Dreaming Vibes. Roll on.
Hey there. Hey, everybody.
We got to start over.
Okay. You said Dreaming Vibes. I was like, I thought she says Dreamers Cafe.
Girl. But listen, so I was assuming when you came on, I would still have those options to play a little music before you join or after you join. But those options went away. And I was like, oh, wow. So as soon as someone joins, it starts.
Yeah, and it definitely does not give you an option to mute it. So I was just holding my breath so you can hear me.
Yeah. Okay, okay. I'm going to stop and then do it again. This is going to just, but for sure, I believe this will be just a little trial version to see how we get through. Okay. And we'll see how it goes. It's exciting.
All right. So let's just continue on with the recording because, like you said, it's just a test just to see how it works out. We go back and listen to ourselves and see what we sound like. Do we have friendly people's voices?
Yeah.
You don't want to have one of those annoying voices, because there have been some podcasts that I had to stop listening to because I'm like, that person's voice gets on my nerves.
Oh, gosh. I agree. So it's sort of like that smooth sound that people want to hear.
Yeah. I mean, I listen to a lot of overseas podcasts too. So of course they have quite an accent, but still it's the deliverance. It's the tone. Obviously it's the voice. All that to me personally matters. You know, everybody's got their own preference, but yeah, I definitely want to continue recording so I could go back and listen to myself to see if I'm speaking too fast, if there's too many pauses in between, you know, things like that. So when we actually ready to go, like, for real, we'll be ready.
Yes, I agree totally. So, pretty much, I was probably going to like have a speaker on the side, maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'll try to figure out how to attach music because that sounds pretty nice when I heard like a little intro sound prior to the start of the episode.
Yeah, that's what they usually do. They usually have the music playing. The person usually goes like this: "Hi, I'm Sharika with Excellence Dance Studio." You know, they introduce themselves and like, "Welcome to my podcast. This week's episode is going to be on such and such, and blah blah blah." And then after they're done, they play their little music. I guess, I don't know if it's like their theme song or something like that. They play this little music for a little while, and then they come back in. Music fades out. And then when it's ending, the theme music plays out again to end them out.
Yes, I love it. I love it. We're going to do that.
That thing is like kind of like the theme for most, because I listen to a different kind. I have at least about 8 or 9. Listen to them during a weekday at work. It helps time go by, you know? And it pretty much that seemed to be a theme. They have a theme song, so we need a theme song. And I don't know if it has to be one that we're not going to get sued for. I don't know. If the theme song, if it's like, if it was, you know, actually made for them exactly, or if they paid for it.
No, was it just instrumental? Because, I noticed they have some that are free that are attached to this thing. That I thought that we could use just to play around with the tools, but it went away after someone joined.
Even Oprah, her, she got like a little theme too, and it's all instrumental. Yeah, now that you mention it,
okay. We'll work on that definitely. So, how was your day?
All right. Oh, am I supposed? Okay, let me answer as if I'm being interviewed. I had a most excellent day. Thank you for asking. I woke up this morning ready to start the day. I got dressed, went to church, had a great time at church. Great time fellowshipping. You know, God is great. After church, you know, I went about my business, did some light shopping. You know, you can't help it. You know, got a little
That's
money in your
therapy,
pocket,
baby.
You gotta go
That's
spend
therapy.
it. Therapy, yeah, And afterwards, I came home, unwind, took a quick nap. Then I woke up, got in the kitchen, trying to prepare some breakfast and some light lunch for tomorrow. I like to try to get ready for the week on Sundays because, let me tell you, during the weekday, it's very hectic, you know? You get home and then before, by the time you get home, it's like 7:30 and you know you need to be in bed by 10:30 so you could have a good day the next day. Because I'm a grumpy person if I don't get enough sleep.
I understand that.
Yeah, so I had a great, awesome Sunday, and I wish we could do it all over again tomorrow, but unfortunately,
yes,
Monday.
Yes, totally.
So how was your
actually
day today?
Today, I took a time to invest in myself by getting my mane redone. So I am, yes. So I'm rejuvenated, honey. Just, you know, my alter ego is trying to just come out eagerly. So,
why don't you share with the audience?
This hairstyle I have something of a long bob, you know, it's the body wave, you know, with some deep waves and very shiny and bouncy. So I'm eager to see. It's an actual, I would say, conservative look. Conservative. So I'm actually pleased with it. I think I will try it again, hopefully, by the same hairdresser. I tried someone different, you know. Just trying, you know, it's a lot of people out here that have those skills, but it takes a certain skill set to be, I should say, kind to the scalp when they're braiding, because some hairstylists braid too tight. So, you know.
Exactly.
Yes, very. I was very pleased with her professionalism, so I will definitely be saving her number for the future.
You know what? Now that we're on the topic of hair, I'm going to get this off the test. So when I was in high school, you know, I didn't have a job like most kids did because my parents were overprotective. And so I had lots of dolls and I had neighbors. So I used to practice doing their hair. So by the time I got to high school, I was pretty decent at braiding. Like, I actually made money to buy expensive sneakers and stuff. Not that my parents wouldn't buy it. It's because I didn't want them to spend it on me so that I have control on me. And I did all that by doing hair. And for some reason, growing up, you know, they put in your head, you know, you need to go to college and you need to become a nurse and all this other stuff. I did not pursue cosmetology until this day. I honestly regret it because when I moved to Atlanta and I found out these Africans are charging anywhere between $150 to $250 or more. And sometimes it's not even Africans. It's someone at home paying $300 for some braids, right? And I'm like, and here I am punching in a 9-to-5 and all I need to do is build a clientele and get at least, you know, a couple of people a week and charge them a good $180+ with good customer service and a snack.
Exactly.
I could be making
sure
a killing.
You know? I mean, the time has changed completely and people are doing their mobile service concierge. So that was a whole nother realm of money.
Don't rub it in, Tariqa. I realized I made the wrong career path.
Never
partially. Not saying that college is important to you guys. For those who are already invested in college, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Sometimes you feel like you didn't get
no, and you know, it kills me when they're actually at that moment of trying to decide what major they're wanting to pursue with their parents' money or grant scholarship monies, and they are pursuing things that are maybe not so lucrative in salary once they're done, or the actual field of study may take a long time to even just acquire steady income, decent steady income. I just don't know. I always try to tell my child, who's a junior in high school, to make sure she choose a field that she can actually make some income and actually just be an entrepreneur. Like, you can create your own wealth.
So I have a question here. So being that she's just a junior, she still got a whole senior. I mean, by the time she gets to her first year of college, do you expect her to already have a major in mind, or would it be okay with you if she went her first year of college not quite being sure of exactly what she wants to do so that she can have that experience.
No, I don't. I feel like there are too many tools out there that assess. I know somehow she has a desire to become something. Like, these are the visions through, like, vision boards of what she see herself, you know, being as an adult. And so based on the consistency of where she see herself going and me trying to be a supportive parent by putting a platform in front of her to say, well, you can start modeling now and you can start your own business on the side with selling different cosmetic, if fashion and trendy things is something that you aspire to do. Those are things that you can do as a disposable income on the side.